trade war winners and losers grapple with Trump tariff chaos. Specialized wire for windscreen wipers, yes. Steel plates for repairing broken bones, no. Bill Brebrick, sales manager for Zap Precision Wire, has been learning fast about what the U.S. government will exempt from its tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. Specialized wire made in Germany, sold by Zap to be made into windscreen wipers in Mexico, is available only on import, the U.S. Department of Commerce has ruled, and has therefore won an exemption. Shaped plates used to repair badly broken bones, however, could in the government's view be made in the U.S., so Zap faces tariffs on those unless it finds a domestic supplier. The Trump administration in March introduced tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, and also set up a process for U.S. importers to request exclusions. As application for requests on tens of thousands of products have flooded in, many companies said they were finding the bureaucracy frustrating and the decisions bewildering. Winners and losers are being chosen seemingly arbitrarily by the government, they complain, distorting markets and disrupting supply chains. Meanwhile, a backlog of decisions continues to grow. Manufacturing was doing so well, said Mr. Brebrick. People would like to get back to business as usual. Let us compete on a level playing field and leave us alone. No more regulation, please. The sour joke among opponents of Mr. Trump's strategy is that while his tariffs may do little to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S., he has at least been highly successful in creating work for the federal government.